As Washington lawmakers look for solutions to the state's $12 billion budget deficit, they're considering a forced furlough of state workers. NWPB's Lauren Patterson reports.
If state workers were furloughed one day a month for 2 years, it could save about $300 million, according to a proposal from Governor Bob Ferguson. Andrew Stubblefield's job with the Washington Department of Transportation includes fixing guardrails, potholes, and maintaining the roads. Stubblefield says the low pay compared to the private sector is affecting DOT recruitment and retention, and furloughs could make it worse.
And at some point, it is absolutely unavoidable that these turn into safety issues, and not just safety for myself and my crew, but safety for the people that use the roads, too.
Democratic House Majority Leader Joe Fitzgibbon says lawmakers are considering all options. He says a budget proposal from House and Senate Democrats is expected by the end of the month. I'm Lauren Patterson in Pullman, Washington.